As you probably figured out, so I like to draw on things from history. And that's the point, because it gives you a certain perspective, gives you a feeling of significance and importance, that you're part of something greater than yourself. Things that you're doing are things that great people before you did as well. You were learning the sugya. There's no question, this is what the Rambam was doing. The Rambam was thinking about all these things. They're probably this flash of inspiration that the Rambam got to connect the Elamatiyas to Pesachim. You know, just happened because the Rambam is just so cruel to Ira. But you see what the Hilkha Rambam, with the Ram, with the Rashi, with the Svak, with the Tanoim, the Chilta, the Amarim, the Asim. We're all talking the same language. We've been doing it for thousands of years. So it's important to draw back a little bit of inspiration from the past. So I'll share with you some, perhaps, inspiration from the past. Not only Yeshiva. There used to be a man who walked these streets. Now Yeshiva, almost 50 years. His name was Rabbi Lifshitz. Now's not the time to give you a whole background, a whole history. But Rav David was from the Gedolei Lithuania before the war. He was a fairly young man at the time. So the Gedolei had already back in the late 30s, early 40s, with Rav Lifshitz. He had learned by Rav Shimon. He was a rabbi in the town Suvalk. And he escaped from the Nisim and the Flows. He survived the war, came to America, and eventually became a Rashiva here, like many, many of the previous Rashivas from the last generation. Some of them who I knew at least a little bit, the chance to see a little bit. And as part of that last door, Rav David had a Riches Yom Rishonim, and he lived, of course he's from the Yeshiva, lived on 186th Street. So he became the symbol of the door of what the Yeshiva was like back in winter. He was a model for many, many Talmidim, including myself, you know, just what that world was. I've told stories about him in the past. I could read many stories about Hawaii Torah, sure read many, many fascinating stories of David. So David had a practice, did a minhag, an Erevish Chodesh Adar, which is what we're holding on. So minhag was, he would make certain that there was a piece of paper that was made many, many copies of. And he made insisted that he plastered all over the walls of his bedroom, all over the walls of the yeshiva. I don't know if they put up the papers yet. You know what I'm referring to? They put it up yet? What? You know what I'm talking about? Okay, hopefully they'll put it up. And the paper went, give or take the following. This is his. This is his work. He's the one who authorized this years ago. I think it went somewhere along the lines as follows. The minhag is, be'azul mikedem, from days gone by, in the great Olam HaYeshivas, hachel mi'Rosh Chodesh Adar ad Erev Pesachim, beginning from Rosh Chodesh Adar until Erev Pesach. These are great and very, very special days. Mishenichnas Adar, marvei b'simcha, in simcha, al ha'Torah. And therefore, if a person really, truly wants to experience the next, probably 45 days, Yarba al-Asdarim, should take more star upon themselves. Yuma b'asmada meruba, Adba ad-Bachlal to Erev Pesach. Zeh ne'mar, she'nichnas adba ad-Bachlal. Those are the words. Those were in Yeshiva in the past. They were definitely up last year, right? Remember the signs? No, they were up last year, they've been up for every year that I've been in Yeshiva Ray. This is my Adki Chadal Spor Kiyan Yuspar.
I think they're put up this year also.
They put up already? Okay, so I've been in Yeshiva Ray 39 years. So they've been there definitely for 39 years they've been up, and I'm sure quite some time before that. May Azu be Kiyan. So Rabbi say, if you see the signs, read the signs. Baruch Hashem, Ashmeinu Matar Kukim. The simcha is palpable. The simcha to be able to sit together with Bachar, be able to come to this marriage and the low pashut, as we've learned the hard way this year, not to take anything for granted, be able to sit together those of us live, those of us who are Zooming, those of us who are participating in the Shir, those who are listening to the Shir, those who are Marble Storm, but at home, in Yeshiva, but over Shabbos, over the weekend, during the week. Ashrei Matenko came. If it wouldn't be for some of the COVID regulations in Yeshiva, it would be a no-brainer what to do right now. It would be mamish, we should dance, mamish, a week or 5 days before mincha, but singing on the top of our lungs. What is chus we have? Is there any better way to prepare for the yantar zman chivaseinu and to be marvelous star of luba but smad maruba? And any better way than the singing of Bayram and Motzei, Tashpisu, is it? This is it, guys. Almost Shlashi behind. 2 minutes till Shlashi behind. Wow. I think we'll finish the singing bit. Wow. This is it. Baruch Hashem. So, Ashrei Chem, Ashrei Nu, together, we should start off this next Kufa of our Zman, beginning with Shchash Odor, culminating with Pesach. It's in God's service. We should have a wonderful Shabbos and continue to strike it to grow. We should have many, many updates to sing at the end.